Hello, everybody, welcome to another episode of Wrestling Weekly. This is episode 51. Before we get on with this episode, I do want to say, yes, I missed last New News episode. I did not feel like recording, and that's okay. Sometimes you gotta take a break. But I'm back at it with this episode, and also I want to give an update, like, with my server. The launch went perfectly well, and several people joined, and then several people have been joining over the past, like, few days since I launched it. So I'm going to give a shout out to all the people that joined. And the people who joined are SuperYosh23, DiggyDoos123, JDog1109Cat, BlackNinja775, KrautCrafter, Blockchain_17, SuperPeanutGuy9, ElatedErmine692, Sweird2020, FewestVase17726, and TheRogueKnight25. Thank you all for joining. And if you want to join, the address is redstoneweekly.ddns.net. Leave the port unspecified. This is Java and Bedrock, so feel free to join. And you can check out the server. And I'm on the weekends sometimes, around the time that the server had launched, which was around 6 p.m. Central Time. So, yeah. Now let's move on to the Let's Play segment. So, if you don't remember the last episode, I died twice, got some more iron, visited the village, and got horses. And so this episode, what I'm going to do is I have one... Ow. I forgot I'm not editing this. I was trying to test my surround sound because I just got surround sound. Sorry for the long pause. I forgot about that, but I'm not going to bother to edit this. You guys understand. Which of you guys was faster? Was it you? No. You have more health. Oh, come on. You have more health, but you're slower. So I'm actually going to use... Oh! Duh! Creepers are so annoying! A creeper walked in and I was stuck in the pen so I couldn't get out. Come on, man, you're tamed. Don't wander too far, thank you. Okay, you know what? We're done with this pen. I'm just going to put down two fences... Unleash you. No, come back here. Okay. Problem solved. So, I think what I'm going to do today is I'd like to do some trading with the villagers because I didn't get the chance to do that last episode. Actually, no. What I need now is food. So, I'm going to get down here. I cannot remember what you use to feed horses, and this horse is kind of low on health. I can never remember what you use to feed horses. So, hold on. What do you use to feed horses?
The horse's natural food is grass.
No. What do you use to feed horses in Minecraft?
In Minecraft, horses are fed with sugar, wheat, apples, golden carrots, golden apples, and hay bales.
How do you heal horses in Minecraft?
You can heal a horse while feeding them hay bales, wheat, and combining hay bales with apples.
Wheat. Okay, wheat. Got it. There should be hay bales in that village, so let me go to the village. Oh, wait, the horses are healing naturally. That's fine, then. Oh, here we go. Cows. I need cows. I am hungry. Oh, I love this horse so much. Is actually relatively easy combat on horses. Ooh, there's another horse here. What stats does he got? Oh, sorry, man. I don't need this many other things. No, get back here. I want to ride you. Oh, you have a lot of health. Okay, I'm taming you. Because I got one more shadow. Please don't fall down that cave. Thank you. Yay, he's tamed. Saddle. Woo. Oh, he's not slow at all. All right. Another brigade of trying to bring these guys up the hill. Just going to bring one of these guys up. So I got a horse. And his name is going to be... I'm not going to try to name him. This guy's jump isn't horrible. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to breed these guys up and get a way better horse. So now I have a... Oh, no, out. Oh. If you heard the hitting noises, you know what happened. Oh, there, goodness. I got stuck in one of the caves, and in like a little hole on the mountain, and of course the horse started suffocating. Come on, get up there. Where is my base? Oh, I know where it is. I call it base because it's not really a house. It's a camp, really. There it is. Hey, man. Hello, other horse. All right, let's leash you up. Now I'm going to have to walk all the way down the mountain on foot. Oh, I love the performance of this new computer. I recently set up a quadraphonic speaker setup, and if you're wondering what quadraphonic is, you may have heard of so stereo is the, you got mono. Mono is just a standard surround, or standard, just one speaker. You might find this on like a pillow speaker, for example. I don't know if you've heard of one of those. That's gonna be mono. Any cheap speakers are likely gonna be mono. Most if you have an iPhone 7, I think, or higher, you've got surround sound if you put your phone horizontally. Most desktop speaker setups have surround sounds. So, like if you have external speakers you've hooked up to your desktop, that's going to have surround sound. And so that's surround sound. Or that, no, it's not surround sound. I keep saying surround sound. Stereo. Stereo is with two speakers. Mono is with one speaker. Quadraphonic is with four speakers. And so I have a quadraphonic setup that I recently set up. It looks terrible, but it's good enough. And that gives me four speakers. So I have two front and two rear. That's what quadraphonic is. Oh! Holy moly. I just fell in a big ditch. That's what quadraphonic is. So I have a quadraphonic speaker set up. And then you can have a 5.1 surround set up. That is five channels. So that would be front, left, and right. Front, left, and right. Center. It's starting to turn night. I think. Yeah. So that's... Come on, jump. Jump! Good. There we go. This guy's jump is horrible. You gotta time to jump perfectly. And so they've got... Or you got... I went too low. I keep losing my train. Oh, here we go. Quadraphonic. So, surround sound. You've got, this guy, I can't leash this guy. Just don't go too far. I'm going to need to make a pen, aren't I? Okay, let me sleep real quick, and then I'm going to have to make a better pen. Because I'm going to want to breed these guys. So, surround sound, 5.1 is front, left, and right, center, surround, left, and right, and then a subwoofer. That's what the 0.1 is. And then, uh, 7.1 is the same thing, except you've got a surround back left and right and surround left and right. So surround left and right is kind of on your sides. And surround back left and right is behind you. I've got a quadraphonic, so that means I hear things behind me because of where I've put the speakers. Yep, I am. So that may also mean that you guys hear the stuff a little bit louder. I'm not sure. But yeah, so that's the speaker setup I now have. I don't remember when I set that up. Maybe a week or two ago. All right, that's what I do. Just go like you here. How big do I want this to be? Get back here, buddy. Get back here. Come on. Get back. We'll do that. All right, I'm going to go make myself. I do not have any wood, do I? Phooey. All right, let's go bring this guy who is here. Let me leash you to you. And then I'm going to use you. And we are going to go get myself some... Oh, wait. There's trees right here. What am I doing? There's trees right here. But yeah, I really like the speaker setup. So far, the only games I've tested it with is Minecraft, which it works. No configuration needed. It just works right off the bat. And it works with... with Roblox. And the thing with Roblox, and I'm sure Minecraft follows a similar thing. I like Minecraft more than Roblox, but Roblox I sometimes play Roblox. And Roblox, the way it works, is any sounds that don't come from a direct source. So an example of this would be music, background music. That's just going to come out of the front speakers. However, things like footsteps, because they're coming from a specific source, they come from behind you or wherever they're actually coming from. So... that's how that works. So let me craft myself some more fences. Let's see. How many do we need? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6. Let me go ahead and craft 6. Oh, perfect. That comes out to exactly 6. So. I'm going to, I did the poll, I put out a poll on Spotify to see what my listeners thought of me just talking about random things, during my Let's Play episodes, and, you guys, so far only 4 people have voted, but of those 4 people, 2 people, I had 3 options, which was talk about, random things sometimes, talk about random things all the time, anytime I want, or talk about random things, or just stick to the game. And one person said stick to the game, one person said sometimes, and 2 people said anytime I want, so... Unless those results change, I'm gonna take advantage of that, and I'm going to talk about this stuff whenever I want. So, recently, what I have been doing is I haven't really been doing much, but I have some plans. I'd like to set up a Hackintosh, and if you don't know what a Hackintosh is basically, you've probably heard of a Mac. That's like an Apple laptop. You might even be using one right now, or you might use one for Minecraft. And Macs, the thing is, they're expensive. And I'd like to get an official one at some point. But what you can do is get a Hackintosh. And Hackintoshes allow you to run macOS on other computers. So I have my old computer. It's an HP Elite Desk G4 Slim, I think. Maybe. Something. I really need to get a fence gate there. And the G4 Slim, one of the things about it is that it's basically identical, it's an HP, but it's basically identical to the Apple Mac Mini 2018. And if you're a nerd like me, an Apple nerd like me, you know that means that's a space gray one. And so... That means that I'm able to, doing a Hackintosh on this thing is going to be the easiest Hackintosh yet. I've tried multiple Hackintoshes before, and I've only succeeded, well, actually, I didn't succeed there. I've never succeeded myself. Oh, I guess I should untether these guys. I've only ever succeeded once. And I wasn't the one who succeeded there. So I'm trying again, following the guide, and if I can get this working, I'll be able to do a lot more coding. And one of my hobbies, if you don't know, is programming. And I really like programming for Apple stuff, but the Macs we have are like from 2012, and my dad used OpenCore Legacy Patcher to bring that up to Ventura, but that does not run well. This is probably not interesting to most of y'all, but I mean, if it is, cool. If it isn't, you can always vote on the poll. But yeah, so I'd like to do that because then I'll be able to do a lot more programming, and I love programming for Apple platforms. So yeah, that's something I want to do. I'm gonna go get some wheat from the village. So I'd like to do that because that would allow me to do coding for Apple platforms and stuff. Oh goodness, this guy's not gonna make that. Oh, he did. so I want to do that. That'd be nice. So I'm gonna do that after I record this. But future me would want me to record this today. This is Tuesday, so I forgot to record it yesterday. So although present me does not want to record it. Although I'm more happy doing it as I'm doing this longer, future me is going to love that I did it today, because that means future me can also do a Hackintosh, or not a Hackintosh, can edit the podcast tomorrow, without having to worry about recording it. And future me is not going to want to record it as much, just as much as past me is going to want to record it, or present me. So, future me, present me doesn't want to do it, present me just wants to dive into the Hackintosh, present me is going to do it, because present me wants to get eligible for the podcast to make money, present me wants to grow the podcast, and present me knows that the only way to do that is from making more episodes, and so present me is making more episodes. Sorry that was confusing with all the present, past, and future me stuff, but oh well. Alrighty, buddy. I got all the wheat, or I got a bunch of hay bales from the village, so I got 7. And 7 times 9 equals 63. So, back up to the mountain. We're about 17 minutes into this episode. Maybe 18. So, what I'm going to do is now, I'm going to breed up some of these horses and try to get the most OP horse possible. When I say that, I'm going to breed these guys, get one baby horse. And then I'm probably going to feed him a little bit. Maybe feed him all the way up. I'm not sure. Yeah. I learned about this the other day. There's a bug relating to horses in Bedrock Edition. And this isn't in Java, and I'll explain why in a moment. But in Bedrock Edition, if you give a horse swiftness, if you give two horses swiftness, and then breed them, the swiftness will just stay default onto the... onto the baby horse, and so then you can stack that, and you can multiply that, and get really fast horses. And so the way that that works, so in both Java and Bedrock, babies will get kind of the speed. The better speed out of the two adults. That might not be correct, but the way it works in Java is the speed modifier. So you've got a speed modifier. That's how fast you can go. Every entity has that, including the player. The speed modifier in Java is the base speed modifier, and then if you get swiftness, it's an extra modifier. In Bedrock, the way it works is temporarily stacks onto the base modifier, and since horses pull from the base modifier to breed, that means that you're getting the base speed, which is temporarily enhanced. The time limit doesn't carry over, so I think that's really neat. All right, buddy, get in the pen. Oh, it's raining. Goody. Alrighty, guys. Let's breed y'all up. Who would like to be bred? Okay, here, let me... bread, wheat, bread, Okay, let's see. I wanted to do the one with the most health and the one that's the fastest. We're gonna do you. Wait, what? Okay, cool. You want to breed? Hello? Hello? What am I missing here? Okay, you know what? Okay, now let's try. What? Where's your hitbox? Why can y'all not breed? What am I missing? All right, we're going to take a short intermission. And when I say that, I mean I'm going to go on the wiki while we're still recording because I don't want to bother to pause. And also, I think y'all guys will find this interesting. Time to go to the wiki and go to the horse cage. Horse! Oh, it's only golden carrots or golden apples. Phooey. Well, in that case, I don't think I have any gold. Let me sleep real quick. You can still do it. My watch is like, you can still do it. You can feel your activity rings. I have one golden carrot and no gold. I don't want to go mining. I'm not going to. I'll do that next episode. Next episode will be grind. Or maybe I'll do off camera. Nah, I'm not going to do off camera. I don't like off camera. No, I'm just going... Well, I have an enchanted golden apple, but I am not giving that to a horse. No, sirree. I'm not doing that. No, instead, I'm just going to go to the village and trade. Haggle with the villagers. Oh, look. What can I make with these? Oh, nothing. Okay, cool. Oh, my inventory is so full. Ha, another horse joke. Full. Ha. I don't know what I'm doing. My podcast has been growing in the past week. Like, I've gotten, like, before I was like 510. And then I was like 512, next day, 513, next day, 514, next day. I think I'm at 515 at this point. Why did I not take a horse? What's the point of getting horses if you're not going to use them? Yes, that was my little tune. What am I going to trade for at this village? Hum-dee-dum-dee-dum. Depends on what villagers I can find. I raided that, right? Yep, okay. Damn, man, this water is so annoying. I don't know how these villagers deal with it. Let's see, I could get leather pants that are dyed. Or leather tunic that has dyed. Nah, I'm good. What about you? Leather tunic that's dyed. Really? You guys' trades are bad. Some bad trades. Hey, look, a useless fletching table. I'd take it, but it doesn't do anything. I should probably not do Christmas music. It's not Christmas. Hey, guys. Sorry to interrupt. No. You guys don't trade? What? Why don't y'all trade? There's a fletching table. Dude, does nobody use the fletching table? Nobody claims the... Oh, goodness. This village is lame. I don't know what to do in this world. I think this is one of the first times I haven't really felt like playing Minecraft. This is a weird feeling. Have you ever felt this? I mean, I felt it before when I was wanting to play other games, but, like, nothing seems fun right now. Okay, I'm gonna stop now. What should I do? What should I do? What should I? What should I? What should I do? What should I do? What should I do? What should I do? What is your favorite biome in Minecraft? That's a question I have. What a beautiful hole. I'm not going down it. Nothing seems interesting here. Alright, that's okay, because I'm going to make my own interesting. What can I do that will make this interesting? What interesting thing can I do right now, this very moment? There's bamboo there. Are there pandas there?
Panda.
Maybe. Let's go to the pandas. Let's go to the panda.
Panda.
I hear a zombie that I'm running away from. I hear a zombie that I'm running away from. I'm eating bread.
Panda. Panda. Panda.
I already visited this dumb place. I want to find a panda.
Panda.
Come here, panda.
Panda.
Panda. I'll get out of here. Man, this monitor is not good. I don't know why it does this, but I don't have a better monitor. Well, I do, but they're smaller. Is that? No, that's a cow. It's a pretty deep forest, so I should eventually find a panda. I almost said horse. Panda.
Panda.
Panda. Whoa, almost fell down there. Panda. Whoa. That program was lagging. My recording program is a bit laggy. What is happening? Oh, it's generating new chunks. Man, my fans are spinning up. Bamboo collision. Colliding. There are no pandas in this forest. What kind of bamboo forest doesn't have pandas? This forest is lame.
Lame.
What kind of forest doesn't have pandas? I'll tell you what forest has no pandas. A lame forest. But maybe, just maybe, we'll find another bamboo forest and that one will have pandas. But likely not. I wonder what's over here. Hello, parrot. I want to tame you. Ah, seeds.
Come to me.
It just went through 30 seeds and I didn't tame it. I just want stingy bird. Tame. Seriously? What kind of bird? What do you... No, don't go up there. I want to tame you. I want to tame you and I will tame you. I'm coming up. I forgot that there's vines in this jungle. Duh! Hello, parrot that's following me. There we go. Yay, he's on me. I think this deserves a screenshot. I'm still wearing my... I really need to get off my server skin. It's a skin I use for my server. It's like a Men in Black inspired one. It's great and all, but not for... Not for screenshots. You still with me? You still here? Oh, that was gone. It'll follow me. I'm gonna call you Jolly Rancher. Come on. You're almost there. There we go. He got off. No, no, no. Get over here. Thank you. Okay. Yes, follow me. Hey, it's a mesa. It's a mesa plateau. If you're ever missing your parrot, click F5. Well, if you're in Java, if you're on the PC, I mean, click F5. It'll be there. Maybe. Possibly. All right. Fly me home, parrot. No, that's not going to work. Okay, fine. Then I will just go home on my own. Well, not on my own, but I will get there in my own way. What have I accomplished in this episode? I haven't accomplished anything. So think about trying to get, like, 30-minute Let's Play episodes. It's not possible if you actually want to accomplish something. But I'm not editing unless I'm doing video, which I'm not doing video because I can't do video. My secret hidden Let's Play question for this episode is... Oh, there's a bed here. Let me sleep real quick. I have a bed in my inventory. My secret Let's Play question for this episode is... What is your favorite artist? And I'm referring to music artists. Don't say something witty like Leonardo da Vinci. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about specifically music artists. What's your favorite one? My favorite... I will give you 3 hints, and you guys have to guess who it is. Their genre is hip-hop/rap in iTunes. They were born in Michigan. And their latest album came out in 2023. Do you know who this is? If you do, congratulations. Tell me in the Q&A. No, it's not Eminem. I don't know when their latest album came out, but it's not Eminem. I don't even know where Eminem was born. ''2023 was a half-decent year, I guess. To the mountain! What have I accomplished in this episode? I got a parrot. I got another horse. I'll build a house. That's what I'll do in this episode. I'll build a house. Almost at the top of this mountain. I really should make an elevator. Oh, that would be sweet. Like just a drop elevator, you just drop down. Yes, I will build a house. It will not look very good. But that's okay, because I'm not a builder. I don't know what I classify as. Like I like adventuring. I like a little bit of PvE, not really much though. I don't like building. I kind of like redstone. I guess I would say redstone and... I would say redstone and adventuring. That's kind of my favorite parts. I like the idea of mob farms. I've just never really, like... I've tried understanding the mob farms, and I'm getting better at it. And maybe one day I'll understand the mob farms and how they work. I understand how iron farms work. I'm gonna use y'all for tech support. Minecraft support, whatever. So I made my first iron farm the other day. Okay, this was a few weeks ago. Regardless, I made my first iron farm in survival. It worked for about 20 minutes, and then it stopped working. And I figured out the reason of this is that the villagers are getting scared by the zombie. But how do those other iron farms work? If you have to reset it? Because I've thought of the idea of like putting down a daylight sensor or daylight detector or whatever, and making it to where it blocks the path so they can sleep at night. But that will lower the rates, and I don't know why it's not working. This is using what is it? Waddles' design, for the 1.19 update. And, like, it works, but not very long. And so, I don't know why, like, I understand why the farm's not working, but I don't understand why, like, then why is it a design if it doesn't actually work? And it probably does work. Whoa. But I don't know, like, what I'm missing. What am I missing here? So if y'all know, let me know. I'm able to answer questions if y'all have questions about the farm, because I'd love to get this working. Alrighty, time to build my house. Now, where will I build my house? I don't know. I think I'm gonna build it down here. I'll move my stuff over eventually. I messed up. I don't have enough room in my inventory for that stuff. Let's pop down a bed here. That should be enough room in my inventory. I converted these all to planks. I wanted logs. Oh well. I'll just build this out of planks, and then I'll leave room for logs. That was weird. My thing lost connection real quick. This episode is going to be long. Although I think I'm going to be able to cut it here. Let's see. After I finish the basis of this house, I'm going to take a screenshot of it. I'll probably save that for another day. I did not feel like recording today, which is okay. I still need to do it, And I already skipped last episode, so I couldn't skip this one. And I think I still... I made progress. I made the basis of this house. I am going to get some wood, though. Some logs, specifically. Okay. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10... Sixteen. Perfect. 16 logs. What is happening to that receiver? I might need to swap. Is it? Oh no, it's the keyboard. Let me try turning it off and back on. Oh, there we go. That was weird. I might need to replace the batteries. I'm gonna do that after I record this. I've got a wireless Logitech keyboard. Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, it's doing it again. There we go, it stopped. Yeah, I'm going to replace the batteries after this. I bet that's the issue. Alrighty, I built the basis of the house. It looks pretty bad, but that's okay. So I'm going to go F5. Come on, just last with me for a few more minutes. Thank you. Come on, get myself centered. Come on, buddy. We're gonna go into extreme volume at what? Oh, okay. Fancy shaders, fancy lighting, shadows. We're gonna do. I did Sora shaders for a screenshot that I don't know if I'm gonna use, but I think I'll do that. Do Sora shaders. Stop notifying me. Watch. This watch is so annoying, but it's useful. In many ways, more ways than one. Alrighty. We're gonna do time set. This is not me cheating, this is me getting good screenshots. It is not like that armor. Well, I think that's good enough for today. What I do? Well, I built a house, got a parrot, got another horse. I think this is a good amount. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to grab my bed here. And next Let's Play episode, what I'm going to be doing is just focusing on getting myself moved into this house and finishing it. And I'll probably I might do some mining, but yeah. So where's the hitbox? Oh, Sora Shaders doesn't have the hitbox. Well, that's annoying. Alrighty, shaders off. So that's all I have for the Let's Play segment. So now let's move on to the questions. All right, so we've got 5 episodes with Q&A responses, and then we've got a poll. So I'm going to start with the episodes with the Q&A responses. Let's start with New News 10, Wolves and Maces. I asked, what's your favorite wolf variant? What do you think of the mace? Leave that and anything else here. So Super Yosh 23 said, the mace is OP. Also, I like Minecraft News. Here's my thoughts on the mace. And they have made the mace harder to get. You have to do it through Ominous Trials, which means the mace is less overpowered. I don't really think it's overpowered because it requires a lot of skill. It's one of those easy to learn, difficult to master things. So I don't think it's very overpowered. I would say it was overpowered when you could just get it from the normal vaults, but now that you have to get it through the ominous vaults, it is not overpowered anymore. On episode 48, huge server news plus how to make your own in 4 ways, I said, will you join the server on April 6th? If so, what do you plan on doing it? Leave that and anything else here. So SuperYosh23 said, wow, I love the server. It's awesome. So thank you for that. I've really been enjoying working on the server, and I love all the people doing it. On a mapped snapshot, noon is 11. I forgot to read this question, but it was there before there. I said, since this is the 10th episode of season 3, what do you think of it so far? I know I've been really enjoying it. So Brandon Roberts said, season 3 is awesome. Loving the twice a week uploads. Keep up the great work. So thank you. An ominous update, new news 12. I said, what do you think of the new ominous events? Leave that and anything else here. Superheroes 23 said, I think it'll be a nice way to organize different things happening in Minecraft. Love your podcast and server. And Dominic said, I think the ominous events are great. Can you butterfly, jitter, or drag click? So I had actually never heard of these before I did, before you said this. With butterfly clicking, that is using two fingers, usually the index and middle finger, to click a single mouse button. So I find the easiest way to do that would be to rotate your mouse horizontally, actually, and just... But I guess that would defeat the point of actually trying to play a game with it. So, I mean, I'm capable of it, yes. Maybe not to ultimate skill. Jitter clicking. I can do jitter clicking. It's easier on mobile because you just tap. But yes, I can do that where you tense your muscles and vibrate your hand to click the mouse button at high frequency. It's more easier with more sensitive mouse. Depends on your mouse. And then drag clicking, I couldn't quite understand what that is. I mean, actually, I might be doing it right now. Yeah, you know what? I think I'm doing it. So, yes, I can. I can butterfly, jitter, and drag click. Although, jitter clicking makes me sore. So I'm going to publish that. And then, episode 50, behind the scenes, I asked, when did you start listening to the podcast? Leave that anything else here. So, Brandon Roberts said, I scrolled back through, and it looks like I started listening in November 2022, around the time of the 1.20 recaps episode. That sounds about right to me, because that's about the time that you started doing Q&A responses. Superyosh23 said, wow, I love the server. My in-game name is Superyosh23. My base is just a bit down the road. Also, I was the first one to join. Thanks. Yep. Cool. And yes, by approximately 10 seconds. So, yes, you were the first to join. And you definitely have been the most active. But just by 10 seconds with the first to join. So, yeah, that's all the questions I have. So, now let's move on to the poll. On the poll, it was for episode 48, Huge Server News, plus How to Make Your Own Four Ways. I said, if you join the server, what will you be joining on? There were 8 votes, and the options were Java, Bedrock, and I won't be joining. 3 people said Java, 4 people said Bedrock, and 1 person said I won't be joining. That checks out about with the people that joined. So, again, you can join the server at redstoneweekly.dns.net. Leave the port unspecified, and it's open 24/7. Except when I'm doing maintenance, the server may be down and then up and then down and then up. That's me messing around with plugins trying to get something working. So, yeah, that's that. And you can, I'm going to do my outro now. But in that, if you want to contact me about anything about the server, like questions or suggestions or anything, feel free to do that. So, that's all I have for this episode. If you want to contact me, you can email me at redstoneweeklypodcast@gmail.com. Respond to any Spotify Q&A question, preferably one from a recent episode. It helps me sort it easier. You can send me a voicemail, podcasters.spotify.com/wrestlingweekly/message. That's soon going to be deprecated, so send them in soon if you want to send me one. And you can review my Apple Podcast /iTunes. Leave a 5-star review, not rating, review. That's the only way I can see the username. And I'll give you a shout-out. And you can help out the show by reviewing me on iTunes. That helps out a ton. Not just on Apple Podcasts, but other platforms that ping Apple Podcasts. You can share this podcast with friends and family. That helps out a lot, too. You can check out my blog at podcastwrestlingweekly.blogspot.com. You can join my server, again, redstoneweekly.ddns.net. Leave the port unspecified, and it's open 24/7, except when I'm doing maintenance, which isn't super often. And if you catch me while I'm on, I'll hang out with you a little bit. I'm going to try around 6 p.m. This is not a set in place time, like when the server is going to launch. Around 6 p.m.-ish, 5:30-ish, on weekends, this is Central Time. I will hop in just to make sure everything's going good on the server. If anybody's there, I'll hang out with them. Otherwise, I'll go in and leave. And you can check my Flickr at flickr.com/redstoneweekly. So that's all I have for this episode. So I will see you inside the next episode.